And then I will learn how to navigate through life. Are you hearing me? And I'll learn how to navigate through life, and the enemy will not be able to get me off course because I have a GPS. When I miss my turn, he go, you missed it. Huh? And we'll be honest and listen to it. You know, sometimes, you know, we try to act like nothing happened, and we know we're off course. But man, listen, when I'm traveling, I want to get every turn. I want to get on every highway. I hate to miss a turn. Because you have to work to get back on course. Anybody ever been traveling and you miss your turn? And that thing said turn here and you went there? You just don't keep going. It's saying recalculate. Turn left, turn right, and you just keep going? No. No. Well, faith is how we navigate through life. It's the currency we purchase everything God has given us in life. It's been made available to us, but the enemy trying to make you do it take the shortcut.
Yeah.
Huh? Well, can I talk about it for just a second? Oh yeah, I know it. People try to take the shortcut. I'm not gonna pray about this, I'm just gonna guess. And I believe I'm gonna get it right. And you wind up getting it wrong, then you try to cover that up and it gets worse. Then you try to cover that up and get worse. Still just, okay, Lord, I missed it. Okay, I missed it. And just come back and say, look, Father, I didn't do right about that. And because every time you do, your face go tilt. Every time you do that and won't acknowledge that you've done wrong, your faith will go tilt. And I will explain that. Anybody ever play a slot machine? Pinball machine. I don't know what they have now because they got so many gadgets now. I can't. But back in my day, and that was when I was in my first set of 20. They had this pinball machine. I love that thing. I love to play pinball.
Yeah.
But you get, you know, that thing hit that thwing, they get that ball, thwing, and when they get ready to try to run off the table, you try to hit with them losers. And look like it's just about to, about to miss both of them little hammers, little thing that flip, and about to run in between it so you can't hit it. I shake the thing, tilt, kill the whole game. So when you miss God and try to go on like you're doing all right, your faith go tilt. So what do I have to do to get my faith back to working? I'm going to have to repent. I'm going to have to put another quarter in that machine. I lost that one. Hallelouh. Hallelouh. So it's best to learn what faith is, when faith, how to use it, where it comes from, and live by it. because it'll work for you. Hallelujah. The more you develop it, the easier it is to live by faith. But if you're going to be a sometime Christian, sometime believer, you're going to have a hard time walking with God. Amen. Life will be tough because you're trying to run live both sides, and it just won't work. Light and darkness don't mix. Water and gas don't mix. Sin and righteousness don't mix. They just don't. Hallelujah. 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 So since we know faith is the currency in the kingdom that we have been born into, then we need to know how to get faith, because God gave you the measure, a measure. He didn't give you everything, all of your faith. He gave you the starting point, the seed of faith. And then he gave you his word to tell you how to grow your faith. So your faith grow with your walk with God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so when you understand that, then you will find out, because God will never tell you to do something that you couldn't do. If he asked me, if he tells me to do something that I couldn't do, he would be unjust. Wouldn't it be? But if he tell me to do something, that means he has provided a mean whereby I can do it.
Right.
So that means I have to do something. Mm-hmm. But most believers want to live like, don't get offended now, like too many of our people here. Now, they want to live on the welfare system, the hand-me-out system. They don't want to work. They just want to draw a check. And have you ever checked those people that live in that position? Have you ever checked them out? Have you ever observed their life and their lifestyle? Most of them never own anything. Most of them never achieve much in life. Most of them just kind of exist. And they live from one welfare check to another and borrow in between if they can. This is not a put down, but this is what's going on, isn't it? But God, you mean to tell me that's the best God could do for us to live? No. And Satan pushes that. You know why? Because he can control you in that. He'll use anything, anybody he can to keep you confined to that place. He even used churches to do it. Not putting down anybody, but he does. And you sitting up in one like that, something wrong with you. You don't put people down. You tell them that they are precious. You tell them that you can be anything you want to be in the light, in the will of God. You can do anything in life that you find in this word. Don't you tell nobody that you just know nobody. You'll never be nothing. Don't you teach people that. Don't you tell that. All right, let me get back over here now. Where did I stop at? Faith is the currency of the kingdom. It is the way we operate in the kingdom of God.